it would probably depend on whom I was talking, with whom I was talking.
Do you think of one as being more formal or more correct or something?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Dream would be, or dreamed would be much more correct than dreamt.
And you say, I was falling, just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
And you say, we were thirsty and we, what, 2 glasses of water?
Drank.
And you asked me, how much have you?
Drunk.
And you say, we certainly do.
Drink a lot.
And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Your left ear.
And this is the
your right ear.
And
your lips.
Or the whole thing.
Mouth.
And this is the
neck.
And this part. What'd you swallow down this year?
Adam's apple. Throat.
Did you ever hear the term goozle?
Oh, you guzzle liquid.
Uh-huh.
But that's another word for drink. If this part of your throat depends, you might call it a waddle.
If it's what?
Well, you know, has some people have this part hangs down. And if it hangs down, it's a waddle.
Mm-hmm.
Waddles.
And these are the
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the
palm.
And one
fist.
Two
fist.
And the place where the bones come together is the
joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
This is one
leg. Foot.
And two
feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say I
squat.
Any other ways of saying that? Do you ever hear people say down on your hunkers or haunches?
Yeah.
What have you heard?
But you squat down on your haunches.
Uh-huh. What's your haunches exactly?
Well, I never thought about it before. I always assumed it was your butt and the back part of your leg. But that whole area.
Just from the back of your knee?
Uh-huh.
And this sensitive bone here.
Shin.
And
why would this part, why would a chest necessarily be part of a man's body?
Well, that's worded that way to avoid people saying breast. I mean, it's this upper part, which some people would call breast, but...
All right. I'm just curious.
And say someone had been sick for a while. You'd say, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
peaky.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
hale and hearty.
Or he's...
healthy.
Not weak, he's...
strong as a bull.
Would you ever use the word stout?
To mean more than a necessary weight, but less than fat.
You'd call him
stout.
Do you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's
even tempered.
Okay.
Or pleasant.
Okay.